This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Vandalism, that's the assessment by officials with the Department of Defense of damage found on two H-47 Chinook helicopters on the production line at Boeing's plant in Ridley Park, Pennsylvania. The Associated Press reports employees discovered severed wiring on one Chinook during a quality control inspection on Tuesday, and a second with a suspicious washer. Both helos were among eight being prepared for delivery to the U.S. Army. Tuesday's discovery of the damage shut down the plant for the day. Ken Maupin, resident agent in charge of the Philadelphia Area Office of the Defense Criminal Investigative Service, confirmed, quote, "We have determined that this was a deliberate act and not an accident," unquote. Work has since resumed at the plant, with federal officials passing out flyers offering a $5,000 reward for information regarding the incidents. Numerous news reports citing unidentified sources close to the talks insist that United Airlines is still in talks with U.S. Airways about a merger, but it looks as if United may be hedging that bet. The Associated Press cites anonymous sources in a new report that says United is in discussions with Continental Airlines about forming an alliance to gain some benefits of working together without going through a merger. As ANN reported, Continental rejected a straight-up merger with United last month. AP's source was described as a person not authorized to speak on the matter, but was quoted as saying United would pursue either a merger with U.S. Airways or an alliance with Continental, but not both, and could still decide to remain independent as well. Independent airline consultant Bob Mann played down the odds of United joining an alliance with Continental. Quote, "The United guys are very much heading in the direction of something that will really allow them to downsize the airline. We're talking about large capacity cuts. The alliance doesn't get to the point where you can really do the capacity cutting," unquote. Whenever big airlines discuss merging, two big question marks are workforce integration and government antitrust approval. While labor unions and many Democrats in Congress are clearly not happy about industry consolidation, at least one influential congressman predicts the U.S. federal government will approve the merger of Delta and Northwest. Reuters reports that Congressman John Mica, a Florida Republican and former chairman of the House Representatives Aviation Subcommittee, told a hearing on the merger proposal the deal does not appear anti-competitive. Democrats have argued the merger would lead to service reductions, job cuts, and more mergers, which would further narrow choices for consumers. But Mica said it's more than likely the enormous challenges facing the industry will convince officials at the Justice and Transportation Departments to approve the deal. Antitrust and industry experts have predicted the same outcome. Owners of aircraft powered by Pratt & Whitney CFM56-3 engines now have expanded options at overhaul time. Three new FAA supplemental type certificates allow the use of Global Material Solutions life-limited parts for the engine's high-pressure compressor, high-pressure turbine, and low-pressure turbine. GMS has now certified a total of 19 life-limited parts for the engine, with FAA life limits equal to the original type certificates. The FAA's STC process required meeting all the same regulations required of a type certificate holder. The program had already earned STC approval for the engine fan and booster. All STC'd parts are expected to enter service later this year. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Airbus helps parent company Eads post a first quarter profit. A North Carolina company will build fuselage sections for the Airbus A350XWB. And aircraft sales are no longer dependent on U.S. lenders for financing. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll continue my conversation with Mike Bush, who's started a professional maintenance management service for small general aviation aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.